The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. The Challenge Cup dream is over for another year. Brayhead Clan losing by 5-3 on the night, 10-7 on aggregate. Started so well, Chris Bruton tucking away a shot after 52 seconds. Robert Lakovitz took advantage of a poor clearance by Travis Fullerton to equalise on the night. Jurash Kolnick made it 2-1 shortly after. Stevie Lee made it 3-1. His attempt to rim the puck came off the board, landed behind Fullerton. He plunged it to cover, then he had a slap shot a minute later to make it 3-1. David Ling made it 4-1, hooking in a shot to end the second period. Evan Mosey made it 5-1, sliding the puck under Fullerton, and the lead at that point looking unassailable. Brendan Brooks pulled one back for the Clan with about 8 minutes left of the game to go. Chris Bruton making it 5-3, although I think it looked like Matt Keith at the end of it. To recap the game with us is Jerry McLaughlin of Clan TV. Jerry, just not our night.
Yeah, absolutely not. I mean, the way it panned out, obviously, real tough one to take for the Clan fans. Interesting thing from the start tonight was the kind of mind play that went into it. We'd mentioned it from the start there. The 1-0 going up on the board there was a really interesting tactic from Ryan Finnerty to play. And obviously fans of like football and stuff, we're used to that whole aggregate score. And that was a way of him to show his imports that, look, this is the mindset. It's 1-0 down. I mean, I don't think you'd see that at Scottish football grounds coming anytime soon, because Corey Nielsen obviously had that huge problem with it. And I guess he maybe had an argument that, you know, that actually isn't the score. The score was 5-4. You know, that would maybe be the option, but
at that point, 0-0.
Or 0-0. Yeah, you know, they would be the two further options. But an interesting mindset, and did it backfire? It's hard to say it did, because Clan came out of the blocks and scored straight away. It couldn't have been any more perfect scoring in the first minute. But from then on, it was just that one mistake after a little mistake, and yeah, certainly wasn't Clan's night.
I mean, it's probably as flat a performance we've seen from the Clan in a while. That great run of form they had coming into tonight's game just seemed to unravel tonight.
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? Midweek, and there's been so many home games for the Clan fans to attend. And it's a tough one, though, because I think everyone would have loved a Challenge Cup night. You know, the Clan fans they love a party. You know, we enjoy that kind of thing. And obviously this year it's not to be, but it's hard to get these midweek nights going, and maybe it's something we all as fans maybe need to knock our heads together and have a wee think about creating an atmosphere and maybe put some pressure on some of these teams, because it's a big advantage for us coming here. When Brayhead's jumping, it can be tough, but tonight, as you say, it wasn't jumping, and there's very little for the fans to get behind at times.
Flat tonight, but they need to find their fizz again on Friday. Five Flyers come here, that big rivalry as always. The fans need to find their voices too.
Well, if something's going to provide that fizz, a Fife rivalry is probably the thing that's going to do it. Yeah, absolutely right. And Fife have been playing so well. They've been, I hate to use the term, kind of bogey team, but I mean, it has been a team in the conference that Clan just are having trouble with at the moment. So yeah, I mean, it's going to be an amazing game regardless. There's always that needle coming back into it. We saw what was going on with Stuart and Keith in previous games over in Fife. There's that little bit of needle creeping back into it. Yeah, should be a great weekend and a chance to bounce back. But really, a sore one going out of the Challenge Cup, because I think we'd all like to have gone to Sheffield.
Jerry, see you Friday.
Cheers there.